This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said efforts are underway to urgently stabilize territory recently liberated from Russian control, particularly in the northeastern Kharkiv region. And he stressed the need for rapid gains in order to deny Russia any foothold on Ukrainian soil. Reporter Anna Chernikova, reporting from Odessa, described for VOA's Flashpoint program Tuesday how that effort is playing out on the ground.
President Zelensky confirmed once again that and the main goal in the Kharkiv region is to stabilize the situation and hold positions firmly, as he said. So basically, this is what is ongoing now. Ukrainian military is taking positions. They strengthen their positions, making sure that Russian forces cannot come back to the to these territories in the future. We know that the situation in the Kharkiv region, in these territories, is quite difficult, not only in terms of the humanitarian side, but also in terms of the amount of bodies that Ukrainian experts and rescue team is finding. Of course, the most important now is to keep the territories and to strengthen the borders.
With Ukraine swiftly recapturing territory in its northeast from Russia, separatist leaders of the Moscow-controlled Luhansk and Donetsk region said Tuesday they're planning to hold votes starting late this week for the territories to declare themselves part of Russia. Referendum voting in the region, populated by many Russian-speaking people, would most likely go in Moscow's favor. But any declaration that the territory is part of Russia would not be recognized by either Ukraine or by the U.S. and its Western allies. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is calling for a prompt, impartial investigation into the death of a young Iranian woman arrested by the so-called morality police for allegedly wearing an improper hijab. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Iran's morality police arrested Mahsa Amini, a 24-year-old woman from the minority Kurdish community, September 13th in the capital, Tehran, for not wearing the hijab properly. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says she fell into a coma shortly after collapsing at the Vozara detention center. She says Amini died 3 days later.
There are reports that Ms. Amini was beaten on the head with a baton and her head was banged against the vehicle by so-called morality police. Authorities have stated that she died of natural causes. In recent months, the so-called morality police have expanded street patrols, subjecting women perceived to be wearing loose hijab to verbal and physical harassment and arrest.
Shamdasani says Iran's president has called for a careful investigation into Mahsa Amini's death. She notes, however, that Iran's initial reaction to this case was to claim Amini died of a heart attack. This, despite medical records and witness testimony that show the contrary. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Law enforcement authorities in Hong Kong have charged the chairman of the Hong Kong Journalists Association with obstructing police earlier this month. Ronson Chan was detained September 7th by two plainclothes police officers while he and a colleague were on assignment in the city's Mong Kok district. Now the 41-year-old veteran journalist is anxiously awaiting the outcome of a court request for a prolonged bail that could halt his plans to study in Britain. The obstruction charges stem from when Chan and his colleagues were covering a public estate meeting among tenants for independent news outlet Channel C. Chan said the two police officers stopped and questioned them about their behavior before a third officer, a police sergeant, arrested him. Chan for not following their instructions. The journalist told VOA he was detained for nearly 11 hours. Neither Chan's phone or passport was seized. He posted bail of $63.68 and was released the following day. Hurricane Fiona battered the Turks and Caicos Islands Tuesday with sustained winds of 185 kilometers per hour and torrential rains. Forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami say the Category 3 storm is likely to strengthen even more over warm waters in the Atlantic Ocean as it moves northward and warned it could approach Bermuda by late Thursday. Repeating our top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the efforts are underway to urgently stabilize territory recently liberated from Russian control, particularly in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.